Paul, we're ready to go point for point. And, you know, the motto is flush it for the Giants after what happened last week. Are you flushing it?
All right, Howard, ready for round two? Here
I'm
we go.
I'm so ready.
Here we go. Yes, that's what everyone, obviously Ben McAdoo said that. We got to flush this. Players said we got to flush this. That, Howard, that is easier said than done. Players have memories. Players know. The offense was really bad last week. They were bad last year. You can say flush it. They're not flushing it. It's going to be in their heads, and they're going to take it to the field Monday night.
Everybody has a short-term memory, Paul. You would be surprised at how short-term memory is. The problem they can't flush it is this reason and this reason only. You have to go back and look at the twists and stunts on the defensive line that they played against. If they do that, they can be able to pick things up. You don't flush things. You learn from them. Every mistake, there's a learning process. Flushing it is just a term we use for, you know, a headline in the paper.
I'll tell you one thing, the way they dealt with those twists and stunts, they should have flushed that because they didn't do a good job of that at all.
Well, they didn't
brutal.
Get a good job, but brutal. I'm saying you got to learn from things. You pick it up, do the next step. That's all you do.
It's kind of interesting because you flush it during the week, but then if the same problems recur during the game, you wonder, then it creeps back
it's
into
called,
your brain.
You regurgitate it, which is a problem.
Let's talk about this offensive line because there are struggles. Is it too early to push the panic button?
Well, I would say barring injuries at that position, I think it's too early. Now, a lot of fans will say, change, let's go. Get John Jerry out, get Brett Jones in, put DJ Fluker in. No, this setup, this is what the Giants thought in the spring and the summer, all through the preseason. This is their best line. You switch it after one game, as bad as the game was, it's a panic move.
You don't really switch the team up. Here's the other thing. You don't really have a lot of guys to go to. The guys are in the positions. You know, if you think about this, Jones is the backup center. If you put him out of guard, if something happens to the center, he has to slide down. All of a sudden, you're missing a guy somewhere. Fluker, there's a reason, and I like him. He's a Bama guy. But there's a reason why a top, you know, draft pick gets moved from a team to another team. Now he's here on a one-year deal to make it. If it was going to be something phenomenal, all of a sudden, they'd have him in the game. So you can't be changing and moving things. It just doesn't work that way.
We agree. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and unbelievable. And if there are changes, it's going to be a function of how Bobby Hart's ankle responds from the injury. And the other thing I'm tired of, I am tired of fans that keep talking about either the Giants need to go trade for somebody or sign this guy off the street. First of all, if the guys that are on the street were good enough, with the deficiencies of offensive line, it's
signed.
Not just the Giants, man. This is like across the league, with the exception of five teams. That guy would be on a team right now. And if you got somebody good, they ain't trading you because they don't want to be in the same boat.
It's like starting pitchers, right? Get us a new starting pitcher. They don't exist.
All right. Is this a must-win for the Giants?
You know what? I like to call this kind of game a must-not-lose game. Now you say that's the same as a must-win. Look, I know the 2017 that's going to be saluted at halftime started 0-2. I get it. I was there. I covered it. It was great. Don't do that with this team. Win the game Monday night in your home opener or else.
I don't know about win or else. I think you want to see some progress in the game. Oh. You want to see some progress in the run game if you can, a little bit in the passing game. I'd like Eli to stay upright, not be running around the field the whole time. I'd like to see the defense get a three and out. I mean, they play decent defense, but a three and out to get some more opportunities for the offense. You get progress all across the board, and good things are going to happen. The problem is if you say win, you know what? You hit 2 80-yard bombs, but you play the same way, you win the game. Does that make you feel better?
The only progress on the board I care about is on the scoreboard. Oh, they have to win the game.
Okay. Yeah, because they got a couple road games coming up.
Have to win. Let's go.